Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast this morning. Well, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to All About Entrepreneurs. I am your host, Coach Lalisa Williams. Well, each and every morning, Monday through Friday, every weekday morning, we are here live on the air to give you strategies, suggestions, and tips about entrepreneurship. So you could be a new entrepreneur, you could have been in business for a while, could be a small business owner, you could be a mid-sized business owner, or you could just be someone interested in entrepreneurship. And that's what we're here for. That's what we're here to talk about. If you would like to be a guest on our show, please feel free to inbox us either right here on blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. You can send us a message, or you can contact us on Facebook. On Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and you can pull up our Facebook page. We are excited about talking about this subject of entrepreneurship. Now, you may be an entrepreneur, and if you're starting out, and you probably have a lot of questions. You know, for a long time, there was no real training for people on how to be an entrepreneur. Many people wanted to start businesses, but they didn't know what to do. They didn't know where to go. Now, there are several colleges now that do offer certificates, diplomas, degrees, and courses on how to be an entrepreneur. And you can also tune in to programs like this. You can attend conferences to learn what to do so that your business can be a success. I mean, ultimately, as an entrepreneur, you want to be a successful entrepreneur. And so you want to know exactly what that means. What does that entail? So today I want to just talk for a moment about something that is really sweeping the United States. You know, here in the United States, we've been in a serious, serious recession. And in many areas, it has felt like a depression. That's where, you know, banks are not lending money. People are not able to borrow. Businesses are not hiring. Businesses are not expanding. And so there's a big, big problem in the economy. And this has been going on now for a while, for at least probably since around 2008. Since 2008, we began to experience, you know, the behaviors of a recession, which is where, you know, a recession happens where the economy does not grow, but there's a decline in the economy for two consecutive quarters. And that will simply put us in a recession. And so we've been like that since around 2008. So for some people, in some people's minds, we're closer to a depression. However, the economy has been slowly climbing back. And so what's responsible for this economy to keep going and actually slowly increasing? And that is the subject of this radio broadcast, which is entrepreneurship. And our current topic for today is the entrepreneurs, the new economic engine. Yes, entrepreneurs, we are the economic engine. And what that means is that we are the source behind what is going to cause it to grow. So So if there's going to be any growth in this economy, it's happening at the result of people just like you and people just like me starting businesses. So now, what does that mean? That means a lot. That, I mean, we can talk for the next 100 years about this issue. Yes, entrepreneurship. Now, in a way, entrepreneurship has always been the fundamental power behind any economy, because but in a sense that for a long time it was people trying to really grow the businesses that were already here. So you had your big General Motors, your IBMs, and you had these big companies, okay? And those big companies would hire more people, and the economy was growing that way. But now what they're saying is that it's more of individuals starting that small business, that single individual, just like yourself or myself, starting that business. And now that is what is causing us to see a rise in our economy and in economic growth. And so what we want to do is encourage you to keep doing what you do. Don't give up. You know, sometimes as an entrepreneur, things can get slow. It can look like, you know, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It can look like you're doing this and where is it taking you to? Where are you headed with this? But I want to serve notice to you today. You are, if you're an entrepreneur, congratulate yourself, pat yourself on the back, throw yourself a party, go out to dinner, but do something to congratulate yourself, because you are the new engine behind the United States economy. And since we are a global society, what that means is that you're also making an impact around the world, because what happens in this economy impacts economies in other nations and other countries around the world. So that is exciting. The Europe, the European economy, the Asian economy, we're impacting that. So that's exciting. And, you know, when we talk about being an entrepreneur, there's so many ways to break into entrepreneurship. So I'm sure that there is something that you can do. And another thing, too, is it's exciting to know that you are part of something that really is so big. You really are. If you're an entrepreneur, you know, I don't care if you have a cupcake business, you may have a radio show, you may be an author, you may own your own hair salon, retail store, machine shop, auto mechanic shop, whatever it is you're doing, you are a part of a big, giant movement. And you may not realize it, you may not feel like it, but you are. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited to be doing this radio show. I'm excited for the entrepreneurial events that we have coming up. We have a Women Leaders in Entrepreneur Conference coming up right here in the city of Newark in August. Then in October, we are going to Virginia, where they're going to have a Entrepreneur Revolution Conference. So let me tell you, we are excited about all that's happening as it relates to entrepreneurship. And again, you want to, you know, we've brought entrepreneurs, we'll be bringing more successful entrepreneurs on this broadcast. You'll meet individuals that absolutely started with nothing, okay, and now they're very, very, very successful. And entrepreneurship can do that. But you got to know the steps to take to protect yourself. Well, I know people who have insurance businesses. People have network marketing companies. There's so many different ways to get into entrepreneurship. And you may even be a workpreneur, an employeepreneur. You may say, well, what is an employeepreneur? Well, An employeepreneur is someone who is works for someone else. Okay, you work for someone else. However, my definition of an employeepreneur is a person who works for themselves and also works for someone else. And there's more and more of that going around today, where people are dual. It's almost like being a dual citizen in the United States, because you are fully employed somewhere else and you also fully have to manage your own business. So it could be, again, it could be a network marketing business. It could be a retail business. It could be, you know, any type of business. So we are excited also about that as well, and very excited about individuals who are doing that kind of dual thing. And I tell you, I'm just excited. I'm just excited about that, as I am about, you know, being able to come on here each and every weekday morning. Now, on Tuesday mornings, we have Professor Terry Benjamin, who is also an entrepreneur, and he also teaches at the college. So he, like myself, I teach at the college, but I also have my books and my programs and my training programs and my training company, Performance Strategies Unlimited. So we also, there are others, people like myself, who have businesses, who work legitimately for someone else. We also need to, and that's growing as well. You know, in the past, companies frowned on the fact that if you, you know, had your own business, they didn't really want you to split your interest. But now that we have the technology that we have, the social networks that we have, like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and even Pinterest now, Pinterest is growing by leaps and bounds, and people are getting on board with Pinterest now. This technology is exploding opportunities for people to become entrepreneurs. And what that means is that when you become an entrepreneur, see, when you just work for someone else, your destiny is really guided by them. They can say, well, we don't want to hire you. We don't want you to work here anymore. They could give you a pink slip. People, they can let you go. They can jockey you around to jobs that you may really not even like doing. And sometimes you don't even always have the skill set to do. And sometimes, you know, that's their, could be their way of getting you out the door, or it just could be a way for you to exit that company. But when you work for yourself, no one can jockey you anywhere. When you're an entrepreneur, you choose to do what you love to do. Can I say that again? People want to know, well, what is all this entrepreneurship about? Being an entrepreneur means that you get to choose what you love doing. So let's just say you love working with kids. Well, you can go and start you a business working with children in any industry that you desire. Research various industries, daycare center, school. There's so many different things. Yeah, there are all kind of different things that you can do. So with being an entrepreneurship, you make the decision. You make the choice. You decide what you want to do. Because right now, research shows that being an entrepreneur is the new economic engine. In other words, if we're going to climb out of this slump, out of this recession, near depression that our economy is in and has been in, it's going to be the rise of entrepreneurship. Now, here's another thought for you to think about. Let's just say you want to be an entrepreneur, and but you don't know what you can do. You're thinking about it. You want that stability. You want to have something else. Again, you don't have to quit your day job, all right? Doesn't take that. You can hold on to that 9-to-5, so to speak. And we can help you as coaches. We can coach you and show you how you can do something else outside of those hours, but yet still be fully engaged in your 9-to-5. As a matter of fact, your manager or your boss or your supervisor on your 9-to-5, you might be surprised to find out they too may have a business on the side. I'm telling you, entrepreneurship is sweeping the country like never before. Innovation. I'll be doing a talk on innovation down in Philadelphia coming June. Now, this was not something that I just set out to do. A person contacted me and asked me if I would speak, and they knew about my book. They know a little bit about me, and that was the topic they gave me to speak on, you see. However, in my research, I'm finding that innovation is the key that is at the heart of entrepreneurship, you know. Now, I've been teaching business classes for a while, but it just didn't really sink in that what it takes to get started in entrepreneurship a lot of times is an innovation. You come up with some new idea. That's what innovation is, basically. In a nutshell, that's all it is. You come up with a new idea. So in other words, someone came up with a new idea for a telephone. That was innovation. Before, we had phones that sat on a desk or on a table. It was stationary. It was plugged into the wall. You didn't talk if that phone moved. And innovation said, hey, we'll make the phone portable. We'll make it so that you can talk and it doesn't have to sit on a desk. It doesn't have to be stationary. It doesn't have to be right there within that 5 feet. Remember the old phone cord? Remember how, and eventually, some of us are old enough to remember this, and then the cord got longer. Okay, you were like, oh, I need a longer cord. And then what happened? Innovation hit, and guess what? They came up with a cordless phone, you see. And so that's innovation, coming up with a new idea. All right, let me give you another example of innovation. I mean, there's so many. Whether it's the typewriter, the vacuum sweeper, the computer, you know, cars. Remember, before cars, how did people get around? They either walked or they rode a horse or a donkey. We got around via animals. Now, of course, many of us, now they still have horses, and a lot of times in some places, I'm sure people still get around that way. However, my point is innovation. Innovation is what? And here's a test, your students. Innovation is what? It's the new idea coming up. So let me ask you a question. How many innovations have you come up with, I could say in the past year, I could say in the past 5 years, in the past 5 minutes? Think about it. And I know if you're like me, you've probably passed over or thrown away or ignored millions of dollars in your lifetime. Why? Because you thought about something, it was a new idea, but you didn't follow it through. See, the only difference between people like the Bill Gates and individuals that don't have very much is that he followed through on his idea. When he had an idea about desktop computers and making computers, that was an innovation. He could have been like, nah, nobody's going to do that. Let me give you another example. Mark Zuckerberg, the person who created Facebook, that was an idea. The only difference between him and you is that he's followed his idea through. I was reading about the guy who, even the guy who started, not LinkedIn, I want to say Pinterest, but any of those companies, every single one of them, it was an idea. I'll tell you another, I'm going to give you another innovation that you may didn't even think of this as innovation, or maybe you did. Remember in some communities, especially in the inner cities, They have this place called The Projects. It's this type of multi-complex housing where people live all on top of each other. Well, you know, 70 years ago, you know, that was innovation to create that. That was someone's idea, some engineer, some architect, some city manager, some city planner, some government official sat down and thought, hey, let's do that. Let me email. And so my point, all right, I think I've given you enough examples. You can come up with some of your own. But basically, for people who think it's so hard to start a business, and what does it take? Well, it does take an innovation. And there, I guess, just gave you several, right? So you got an innovation. Now you know what innovation is. It's a new idea. It's doing something a new way. Studying online, innovation. Why? Because it's studying a new way. Going to school online. So what can you think of? Or what idea do you have? Or maybe you want to go back into the recesses of your mind and pick up one that you threw away because you didn't have faith in it. You didn't believe in it. You didn't want to follow through. I've done that. I've gone back and I've picked up some things that I could have been, you know, worked it out. But hey, when you know better, you do better. So I'm suggesting to you that after this show, that you find you something that you can make and turn into a business. And certainly, if you have a question, please, you know, tune in. But that's what we're talking about here today. The entrepreneur is the new economic engine. Just like in a car has an engine and the engine makes it go, well, entrepreneurship is making you go. So, yes, you can be an entrepreneur. You can create. I knew a lady. She had, you know, you can have, you can, and it's also creating something new as well. But you can have a new idea. Your new idea could be the very fact that you want to start your own whatever it is. Look at Starbucks. Starbucks was a new idea. Well, you might say, well, coffee isn't new. Coffee is old, okay? Going into a store to buy coffee, that wasn't new. No, but what was new was the type of atmosphere that Starbucks created. You know, the chairs, people can sit, they could chit-chat. It was walking into the shop, and it was as if you were at home in your own coffee parlor. That was a new idea. We didn't have that, you see. So, yes, in that sense, Starbucks was an innovation. Now, in order to make your innovation strong, well, that's a whole nother radio show. Okay, that's a whole nother broadcast that you'll have to tune back into. But what it will take to make your innovation strong. Okay, so that's what's at the heart of being an entrepreneur, is that you have to have something new. Now, the other thing that you have to use in order to really fortify your new idea, especially today, and even companies in the past and entrepreneurs in the past have done, is that you can use technology in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So, for instance, Facebook used the technology of the Internet. The Internet had been around. The Internet had been around probably as long as Mark Zuckerberg had been alive, so he knew the Internet very well. However, you can use the various technologies that are already in place, whether it be the Internet, whether it be, you know, transportation, whatever technologies are in place. There's so many different technologies out there that you can take your new idea, match it up with the technology, and that's why you hear people saying that people are starting business at home. Another innovation. So this, I mean, everything is an idea. For people to work from home, that was someone's idea. There was a time when everybody basically, if you was at home, they didn't call that work for some reason, except for, you know, housewives. They used to say, well, what do you mean? This is work too. But now, that's one of the hottest types of ways to work, is to work from home. And many, many people are doing it. So that's what you just got to think about. I mean, as an entrepreneur, just know that we're the new, what did I say? We're the new economic engine for this country. So everybody's sitting around that's complaining about jobs. Everyone is sitting around talking about how we don't have enough jobs there's not enough jobs, and it's all you hear from people, jobs. Well, let me tell you something. They are already putting themselves in a stronghold by saying that. The moment a person who is not working says, there's no jobs, and that's going to be my economic demise, that person is the one creating their own demise. That's truth. Because today, the only way to really guarantee yourself a quick recovery from this economic demise is through entrepreneurship. Now, the engine of entrepreneurs, I said entrepreneurs, are the engine of the economy. But the engine for the entrepreneur business is the customer. Without a customer, your business will not be a success. Just know that. With no customer, your business, you know, basically, without a customer, you're not an entrepreneur. All right? So, yes, it does take having an idea. But you need customers, okay? So we're going to come back, and again, like I said, on another show, and we'll teach you some ways to get your customer. But that's all a part of marketing. You know, you need a customer, you need a product and or service, okay? And so you need a product, and you need some help. You need some people to help you manage and run your business and sell your products and market your business and to help your business grow. And then they get, you know, you pay them a salary or what have you. But it's interesting to learn how to get this done. So, again, you might be an entrepreneur like myself and others who serve the entrepreneur. There's a lot of things that entrepreneurs need in order to be successful. So you have us who are there to serve the entrepreneur as well. You may want that to be your innovation. But again, remember, the innovation is the heart of what the entrepreneur is working with, and the innovation is a new idea. What new idea do you have? And I remember somebody had... there's so many new ideas that sometimes you watch those infomercials and you get to see a lot of different new ideas. And sometimes you watch those and you think, I could have thought of that. Okay, well, if you could think of something, then that means if you can come up with a new idea for some type of product or service that you think people will either want or need, that's need or want, then you can be an entrepreneur too. I mean, really. It's that simple. If you can come up with an idea, new and or old, for a product or service that people want or need, you can be an entrepreneur. Now, here's the trick to being a millionaire. Come up with a product or service that almost everybody needs, or a whole lot of people need, and that's how you flat out become a millionaire. Think of Mark Zuckerberg. He came up with a product Facebook that absolutely nobody needed, but everybody wanted it. So remember I said, come up with a product or service that people either want or need, and you can become a flat-out millionaire, and it won't take you that long. It didn't take Mark Zuckerberg a good, 7 years? So it doesn't take long, but you have to have those ingredients. You either come up with something that everybody needs. Okay, look at the cell phone. Now, most people feel they really need that. Or you come up with something that everybody wants. That's your choice. Now, but just to be an entrepreneur, let's just say you don't want to make millions. You just want to make a decent living. You don't have to make millions to be an entrepreneur. There's nothing written anywhere that because you become an entrepreneur, you have to make millions. You could be an entrepreneur that just makes $100,000. For some people, that's more than they make on the jobs they go to every day. A lot of people go to these jobs that they hate, or they don't like, or that frustrates them, and then they go home and frustrate their whole family. How horrible is that? For $80,000 a year, when you could have been at home or somewhere doing what you love and making $100,000 a year or $200,000 or whatever, because you set your own goal for what you want to make. It's not a salary that someone tells you, you can only make this and that. No, you decide. When I do my budget, when I do my spreadsheet, I do my own spreadsheet of how much I want to make in a year, $1 million, then this is how much product or service I have to sell. And now all I got to do is find the people that either need or want what I have to sell. And then I just have to find a way to reach them. And what we're saying is that because of the social networking and other technologies, it's easier to reach people, like the technology of the cell phone or phones. You can call people. Back in the day, you had to get on a horse and ride to the next house, which was in the next village. Building houses, that was both innovation and technology. So that's all we have time for today. Hopefully I've stirred you up and excited you, encouraged you, empowered you as an entrepreneur or to be an entrepreneur, or at least have more information about something that is sweeping your nation. You need to know about this because you are going to be, you're already impacted by it because it's the new engine of the economy. So you are impacted by entrepreneurship, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. And so you need to know about what's impacting you. You talk about laws and things coming out of Washington, D.C., out of government. A lot of those laws are surround entrepreneurship, monies that are going toward training, preparing people for what's coming ahead. So we thank you for tuning in. We'll be back here tomorrow with Professor Terry Benjamin. Don't forget to go to our website, www.release-your-power.com, to find out about our coaching programs, our training. If you absolutely know you want to be coached, we can coach you. We can do life coaching. We do spiritual coaching, relationship coaching. You can also go to we have a coach-specific site, coachlalisa.yolasite.com. And also you could be a part of our Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Membership Association, and you can also find that on our website, or you can connect with me on facebook.com/CoachLalisa. You can also follow me on twitter.com/CoachLalisa. Well, it's been great. It's been real. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same place. And you have a blessed and wonderful day. Going to be great. That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs.
and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLaLisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.